Global Outreach Rally. Your attendance is greatly appreciated. Tonight, I want to start by bringing honor to the greatest missionary who ever lived. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He left his throne in heaven to come here and dwell among the wretched. And then he died on a lonely cross bearing the guilt and shame of every single soul. Hallelujah. It is our commission now to continue to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. And tonight we celebrate what has been done and all of those who are here, and they have answered the call by saying, "Here I am, Lord, send me." In a few minutes, we're going to hear from some of our missionaries. We also have some special guests that we never like to overlook, and hopefully no one else has come in since we've started, but please correct me if there's someone else that I need to give honor to. Very grateful and thankful for people like Dr. Roger and Mary Gorman, retired missionaries. We honor you and appreciate you. Would you stand? Thank the Lord for you, career missionaries. So grateful that they're now serving as local church missions directors. They haven't given up. They're continuing to work, and God's using them in a mighty way at Heritage Church in Edmond. Also grateful for another great missionary, retired career missionary, Miss Charlene West. Would you stand? God bless you. Appreciate you so much. Someone else has come to mind recently that probably normally is not honored in this particular setting. But Pastor Richard Goad, would you stand? Is Pastor Richard here? I hear so often people talk about their missions experience began on a missions trip under Pastor Richard Goad. Those seeds are planted and they last forever, you know. And that's honor worth giving, in my opinion. Thank the Lord for all of the people who are on the mission field or who continue to go on missions trips because of all of those trips where Pastor Richard led young people into the mission field. What is our vision for missions? In one word, it is souls. It is souls. Reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And would you imagine this scene if you possibly can? In Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, it says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count." That gives us an idea of how many people. No one can count the multitude. So that's a lot of people, right? And here are the people standing there. They are from every nation and every tribe, every people and language. How many languages in the earth? Over 5,000, I guess. There are people from all of these places standing before the throne and before the Lamb. That is the vision of the Heartland Conference. That is what we are trying to reach. And yet, where are we right now in the world? There are some statistics, and you know all about statistics, but we know there are over 7 billion people who walk this planet, 7 billion souls on planet Earth. Approximately 750 million, or about 11% of those people, are willing to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe that that throne, that area before that throne, there's room for a lot more. See, you can count. Someone can count 750 million. So if there's going to be a number that no one can count, we got to reach a lot more people. Amen. So there's room in heaven for more than 750 million. About 2.6 billion people, or 38% of the world's population, have heard the gospel, but they have not yet received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So praise God, the gospel has been preached to those people. Hopefully the seed that was sown will one day germinate and bear fruit. They'll accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And yet at present, over 50% of the world's population, hear me now, over 50% of the world's population, or 3.5 billion people, have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've never heard it. And there's not a realistic opportunity for them to hear the gospel. There's not a realistic opportunity for them to hear the gospel. Here's another way to look at it. Of the 11,646 distinct people groups on the planet, roughly 60%, 6,700 plus people groups contain between 0 and 2% evangelical Christians. Most of these people groups have no church, no Bible, no Christian literature, no mission agencies who are seeking, trying to share the gospel with them. Can you imagine living in such a place that is so desolate, so dry, where there is such a famine of the gospel that they have not even a pamphlet, not even a flyer? That's why the work that Ben and Daisy West in China is, what the work that they're doing is so vitally important, where they simply in the darkness of night drop a pamphlet so a person can get that pamphlet and perhaps for the first time in their life read the gospel of Jesus Christ. What can we do against such a challenge, such odds? How can we possibly make a difference? I'll say first, the global outreach offering is an incredible tool. You'll hear more about that, but I want to plant that in your heart and in your mind. The global outreach offering makes a world of difference. Over $72,000 last year that the Heartland Conference gave made a world of difference. But you know what? $100,000 would make an even bigger difference this year. But we must not say that we can make a difference. We must not say that. We must not think that. But we must think and declare that we can and we will make a difference. Church is struggling financially. Say, we can and we will make a difference in spite of the financial struggles. We must also adopt a life of prayer for the nations of the world. Adopt a nation. We must support our missionaries. Pick a missionary and adopt a missionary in your church and promote that missionary. Invite a missionary to your church and give your people an opportunity to connect with them, pray for them, and support them financially. Support a people-to-people child and pray for that child, that God would lead that child to become a great Christian leader. We can and we will make a difference. What have we done? Just last year, Heartland Conference gave to World Missions Projects $261,848.52. Hallelujah. We could and we did make a difference in giving to missions projects. Heartland Conference also supported people-to-people projects at $19,389.15. Last year, Heartland Conference in the Go offering gave $72,868.97, which was a plus of almost $2,600 over the previous year, giving us a grand total of missions giving to World Missions Ministries, $354,106.64. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful to you, pastors and leaders and churches, for giving sacrificially, for working at raising money. And it's also good news. I wish we could account for all of it, but there's no way we can. I would just take a small guess and say that there was probably more than $50,000 in addition to this that people just gave that was not recorded anywhere. We don't have record of it. But churches supporting other missionary, other non-IPHC missionaries. Am I jealous? Maybe just a little. But keep on doing what God tells you to give. Amen? Keep on doing what God tells you to do. People slipping $100 bills here and there, or just sending it directly overseas. However people do it, they do it. They don't listen to me and say, give it all to the church and give it all to the conference. They do it because God puts it on their heart. And I say, keep on giving. Hallelujah. I'll keep on bragging on you anyway and say that this is not all the money that Heartland Conference gives. It's probably well over $400,000, whether we can find it or not. It's going to the mission field. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to be a part of such a generous conference and such wonderful conference churches and people who have given their hearts and lives to missions. Right now, I want to invite Reverend Steve Kofer, my friend, career missionary, served on more continents than most of our than just about all of our missionaries. Served on 5 continents, is that right? 3? Well, you brag on yourself then. I'm trying. He is the director of the Global Outreach Offering. He is working tirelessly to build our offering, and he can at least brag and say the IPHC raised over $1.5 million last year. I got that one right, though, didn't I? Hallelujah. We love you, brother. Appreciate you.
Let me say good evening and greetings to all of you, the missionaries that are here tonight that are still on the field, very active. We're going to come and share just a little bit here after I finish and Brother Terry does a few more things. But Dan and Brenda, it's always good to be with you. Gary and Kathy, I can't see where they are right now, but right over there, good to see you. And, of course, our retired missionaries. I went to school with Roger, and we go a way back. I was much younger, but we were in the same grade. And, of course, Mary, I've known her over the years, and we served in South Africa with them. And Sister West, I tell you what, she's a model, isn't she? A model of not only a great missionary, but just a lovely Christian and still active. Let's give them all a good hand. Praise God. Max Barossa is going to join me right here. He is young and he is fast. And Brother Terry, I didn't ask you about this, but I put 2 minutes on him because I want to make a few comments. Now, he can talk all night, but he's really good about whatever you allocate, he does it. But before I let him have his 2 minutes, let me say tonight, in the worship service, we were singing about, you know, rain down on us. And I was just thinking, Brother Terry, that you sow what you reap. And it's not about money. Our bottom line is never about money, though the accountant thinks that. Our bottom line is about souls. That's what Brother Terry said. And I just want you to know tonight that your money is being turned into ministry anytime you place it in ministry that God is doing. God so loved the world. And I know terminology changes. We talk about being global people today, the global families. Let me say it this way. God so loved the global families, whoever they are, all the people groups around the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means anyone, Christ died for anyone that will receive him. Do you believe that tonight? Unfortunately, not all will receive him. And the sad news is some do not receive him or have not received him because they have not heard, like Brother Terry said. But I want you to know tonight that the Pentecostal Holiness Church for over 100 years has been very active in going to the different parts of the world. As you know, you hear it every year. We're in 100 countries, and we have all these churches, and we have all these national people, and all of that sounds like numbers. But the bottom line is that we're out there where the people are that need Jesus, and we can only be out there because of you. You have a vital part in that when you support a missionary. Now, we're thankful for global outreach, and tonight we're celebrating global outreach. But if we had no missionaries, folks, we would have a problem with the global outreach funds being distributed to where they need to go and making a difference in thousands of lives. But tonight, because we do have missionaries, because you support them, we are able to have a structure, not just a structure of personnel, but we have godly people that God has called and ordained, and they're capable and able and anointed to go wherever God sends them. And wherever they go, they touch the lives and the hearts of those that they minister to. And you have a part in that. When we're in that multitude in heaven, you're going to get the rewards of what you invested in, and we all invest in the kingdom of God. So when you give your money, and I want to say tonight that America is important. I'm an American citizen, if I can keep my tongue untwisted. I was born here. We've been on the field. We've seen other countries. America is still a great nation, but America needs the Lord. Say it again. America needs the Lord. Of course, global outreach, you know, 25% of that goes to ministry here in America. Right now, Max is going to come because, see, our young people is another investment that we need to be pouring money into. And Max is going to come and talk to you. Yes, the awakening is about going overseas into other countries, but it's about our young people right here. Max? Hey.
Good evening. 2 minutes. Put on the clock. We know that the vision for the IPHC and what has been spoken from General Conference has been, we're a place of hope and we are people of promise. We know that wherever the Lord is moving through our churches, not just hope within the four walls, but hope that also can hit the streets. If you pay attention to the root passage, rather in Isaiah 54, we know that the barren woman can sing, and we're challenged to make our tent bigger, and we're challenged to think wider, because our descendants is going to possess nations, and our descendants is going to inhabit those desolate, hopeless places. And we know that God has done great things and is doing great things through War Missions Ministries, but we'll believe that he'll continue to do great things. And I just want to say thank you and a big shout out to all the PH churches here in the Heartland that help us this year to purchase a van that right now is driving from Arkansas to Pennsylvania. They're already been in Mississippi and are going to be doing 6 youth camps here in the U.S. with young people from our conference, from Oklahoma Conference, that are are just changing the lives of young people right now here in the U.S. But also a big shout out to many of you that are planting seeds into our internship. Tomorrow, we're welcoming people from 8 different PH conferences here in Oklahoma City for 2 months of intensive training. And also a big shout out to your own young people. We have multiple of them that are going on mission trips this summer to Guatemala and also to Europe. And also I know some other young people from the Heartland are going on different mission trips. Hey, thank you, because you're not just looking at the here and now, but you're also planting seed in tomorrow in what God's doing all over the earth.
Amen. I told you he could do it in 2 minutes, but our youth are valuable. They're vital to the church in the next generation. Brother Terry, come back, and I'll turn it over to you. The video, okay, let me say the most important thing that I can say tonight. All of you, most of you, many of you are ministers, or you've ministered in one way or another, but the most important thing I say tonight is thank you. On behalf of not just our missionaries, but all of our folks around the world, many of them would not know Christ, except that you have supported missions and other churches and conferences like you. Once again, thank you. May God richly bless you. I know that he is, but may it rain out tonight and all your financial needs be met in your local churches and in your personal lives. God bless you. We have a video of
On
Bishop Talmadge Gardner.
On behalf of the World Missions Ministries Division,
I just want
to thank you for everything you do to make our global outreach efforts the success that they are. In all honesty, without your input and without your passion and without your giving, the IPHC wouldn't be able to do what we've been able to do over the last number of years.
With the help of funds from the Global Outreach, we are able to do things that normally we can't do.
We start 6 churches in our organization.
We have been able to purchase buildings, purchase land.
We build our church.
Global outreach money has helped in a big way in Indian ministry.
We were able to purchase the building where we are in Lima, Peru.
Together, we are going to build the Church of the Lord. Especially, we put emphasis on Bible school.
We've seen a tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Togo, 114,000 odd members.
We built a church down in the south of Romania.
And we are grateful for God, what God is doing in Turkey. God is doing awesome things.
All this work which is going on in Ukraine is very much connected to global outreach.
In Indonesia, we operate several Bible schools that train pastors and missionaries even to go out into the surrounding islands.
We built a church that really needed funding.
Global Outreach helps funding our church.
Through God, all things are possible.
We bought a small piece of land in Bangladesh.
Zimbabwe, we have a learning center and a Bible school.
In Romania, we've been able to finish our training center, pastor training center in Sunacius.
We're going to have a groundbreaking for the new Bible college in Togo.
God has given us a wonderful building. The global outreach offering was a key part.
The average day's wage here in America is $128. Overseas, we're comparing that to about $2 a day or less. So when you give, you're able to help people plant churches, pioneer new works. Just go out and do the impossible for God and establish his kingdom.
We want to thank you for the part that you play in helping us reach Africa through the global outreach offering.
It is a blessing to receive support for the church in Colombia.
Your offering was very, very good for us. Thank you for that offering.
Thank you very much for your outreach, global money.
To receive fund from IPSC, so very, it is very thankful.
The church is growing because of that, which we could not have done if not for Go Outreach.
Thank you very much.
So we're so thankful for the global outreach.
So there's so many things, so many ministries that we can carry on thanks to the giving of global outreach.
Thank you so much for giving to the global outreach.
I want to thank you, Global Outreach, for the offering you provided.
Thank you for giving to Global Outreach.
I'm very much thankful to God and for all the donors who have given to the Global Outreach offering.
Without
global outreach, it would just be a dream.
In Germany, we are so thankful for your giving and for your supporting.
Thank you so much for giving to Global Outreach.
What more can we do? Amen.
So you can make a difference in their lives by giving towards Global Outreach this year.
Thank you once again for your commitment, for your giving to the Global Outreach offering.
We thank you so much for supporting the Global offering, because your money is changed into ministry on the mission field.
I thank you on behalf of the division for your continued faithfulness in this offering. May God bless you and your local church abundantly, and thank you for the step of faith and the seed and the investment that you're making in this ministry. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Steve, and thank you, Max. You were on my list. You just got checked off. Thank you for sharing. And we love Max and Jessica and the work that they're doing with Go Awakening. We're so thrilled that they're part of our conference and very proud of them. Let's support them continually. I want to invite the Clowers and the Petties to come join me on the stage. I want to give them an opportunity to share with you and to speak to you, and perhaps you can invite them to be in your congregation. I want to make sure that any other missionaries come in, you would like an opportunity to speak to this congregation and ask for open doors. Amen. Dan is the Continental Director for Latin America and Caribbean. They are always, always, always on the road doing great and mighty things. I'm really glad that they were by chance able to be here tonight. So let's welcome them. They are Heartland Conference missionaries, and we love them.
Thank you, Brother Terry. We are so happy to be here, to be home. It's always nice when we get to be home and say thank you to our people, the ones who, honestly, you're the greatest part of our support. You're the group, the largest group that helps keep us on the field, and we really, truly appreciate it. God is just so good to us, and this has been an awesome year. It's been a challenging year. But you know what? We've made it because of people like you praying for us. You know, many of you know that Dan had his brain surgery. He's had many brain surgeries. That's why he's so intelligent. and good looking, too. In November, it was an emergency. God just worked so many miracles. We made it home in time. Thank you for your prayers, your visits. And in no time at all, he was just ready to go again. And we've already been back to the field quite a bit and took a little break the last couple of weeks. We leave this week to go back for a couple of months to South America. And then on from there, it's booked up. Our lives are booked up solid almost to the end of the year. But it's exciting to be a part of what God is doing, to be God's hands extended and an extension of you. We know that when we go, you go with us. If you want to know a little bit more in detail, there's some newsletters on our desk back there, and also you can go on Facebook and find it. We desire your prayers for some specific things. Right away in the next month, we're going to be going to some new works that we've started we've connected with on the other side of the Andes in the interior. It's a wonderful experience to be over there. Then we'll be going to some indigenous groups in Ecuador. We just desire your prayers for strength. We're excited about what God has for these particular groups and then many more things to come. You know, the challenges of missions has really changed in the last few years. And we could talk about that and try to explain it. And it's keeping all of us. And as we get a little older, it's still keeping us on our toes to meet the challenges of this new world that we're living in. But I also want to say and announce tonight that as we go around the world, yes, we see the new challenges, but we are seeing the Spirit of the living God being poured out upon all of the earth. Everywhere we go, there's an amazing awakening of God's presence. God is, and America's got to keep up with this. You know this, guys? We need to keep up with what God is doing. And so thank you for your prayers. We love you all very much. You can talk to us after service or just give us a call. If we have a free Sunday here and there, we'd love, or anytime, we'd love to just come and visit with you guys. Your Wednesday night, go out to lunch, whatever you want. We're here to be whatever you need, is for admissions or whatever. If you need a friend, we'll be a friend. We like friends. And so we appreciate you guys all so much. We love you and thank you.
She may have gone a little bit far on that friend thing. I don't know. So. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. If you were able to travel with us over the last 5 months, you would have seen, as we traveled to Buenos Aires, Argentina, 20 ministers, some just entering the ministry, five of them, I think, that just got their license, and then the rest that were ordained in the ministry, ordained ministers. You would share, and you would probably hear them say, thank you for what you do for World Missions Ministries and for the global outreach. If you were to travel, you'd get to go to Guatemala like Max and the team's going to go. You'd get to hear testimonies of the 10 new churches that they planted over this last year, and that's because of World Missions. World Missions reached out and started a work there years ago, and it's thriving now. We praise the Lord for the work there. You would have been able to travel to Belize, to San Ignacio Belize, to see 9 new ministers come in and receive their ordination with the Pentecostal Holiness Church. You'd get to travel with us, as Brenda said, over the Andes. We jumped in a little hop plane to go to a town called Huánuco, Peru. In Huánuco, there was a church that we'd been working with, and they wanted to affiliate with us. And we had no idea when we went there that we were also going to get their daughter churches affiliating with us. But as we went there, they just wanted to make sure one last time that everything was okay and that we were all in agreement in what we believe. So they had 3 questions. We sat down, and our conference superintendent, Jorge Watanabe, he was there, and his wife, Janine, and Brenda and I, and we were kind of at a panel, and they wanted to throw these questions at us before they made their final, agreement. One lady was very concerned about whether we were affiliated and we were part of the Catholic Church, because she saw in the Nicene Creed something about the Holy Catholic Church, And we assured her, no, we are not Roman Catholic. And so, okay, fine, everything's okay. Then the one man who, and I think Brother Terry, Bishop, we would probably want to include this in our ministerial interviews. This would be great, 3 great questions. First question, and they were very serious, and he said, I've prayed about this, and this is what God asked me to share or to ask you. And first one, he says, what do you think of beer? Now, when you're asked a question like that, you don't know whether to agree with them or disagree, because you're not sure where they're coming from. I wanted to say it depends on the mark or the brand, but I'll tell you later what my answer was over there. If you want to know, you can come over to our booth. The second question was, what do you think about apostolic ministry? No problem with that, or shared with that. The third one is, what do you think of Enlace? If those of you who don't know, Enlace is the Spanish version of TBN. It's from TBN Ministry. What do you think of TBN television? Okay, that's what I said. Those are 3 questions, and we answered them, got through it, and they're now Pentecostal Holiness Churches, so evidently I answered correctly. Well, we say thank you for this global outreach, and you would have to hear the cries and the praises to God from Montevideo, Uruguay, which was 2014's Antioch grant recipients. We purchased property down there. We have a church now from the Appalachian Conference. They're coming down in next January to build the first Pentecostal Holiness Church. We have 6 churches, but we don't own any buildings there except for this one now. We'll have the first Pentecostal Holiness Church in Montevideo, Uruguay. And they say thank you to the Global Outreach for that great Antioch grant. The second Antioch grant for 2015 is Dominican Republic. They've received money to purchase the land to put a conference mission center or a office kind of like this here, the conference center. And they have started breaking ground on that right now. So we praise God. Thank you for all you do for global outreach. Thank you once again for supporting Brenda and I and all the missionaries. And God bless you.
Surprise. Brother Terry mentioned earlier Richard Goad and his involvement in missions. We're one of those missionaries. We're the missionaries that just surprisingly, one camp meeting, we all worked it out and went like a few days later with him on the mission field to Monterrey, Mexico, and here we are. Thank you, Richard. Love you guys.
Good evening. It's a joy to be with you tonight. And we thank the Lord for all that you've done and all that you've given to World Missions and to us. And I would just like to say, when I was a young girl, I heard about Falk's Book of Martyrs. And as I was growing up, it would be referred to, and we would study it in college and, you know, refer to it. But today, with today's technology, images have gone viral of real live Christian martyrs coming from Muslim populations. But people who have been Christian many years, some since the time of Christ, when the gospel was preached. And they're in these countries, and they have been willing to bow and have their lives cut off because of their Christian witness. And there's a scripture that says, Esther, Mordecai told her, you've come for just a time as this. Gary and I never thought we would be working with Arabic people. We were very happy working 15 years in Venezuela with the Latin American people. We loved them. We spoke Spanish. And God had his way of turning us and putting our direction toward the Arabic people. It was a miracle in itself. But now, because of all this that's happening in the Muslim world, people are becoming disillusioned with Islam. Muslims are becoming disillusioned with Islam. And who's going to go tell them? Who do we have that's going out there to speak to them? And God has put us in southern Spain. Southern Spain, where we are, was governed by Muslims for 800 years. And we're right in one of the biggest strongholds of that time. So there are many Muslims. They're all around us. The mosque is just a block away. There are several mosques. There are special meat markets just down the street. And we see them everywhere we go. And we interact with them constantly. Because God, just like God gave Esther favor with the king and he accepted her, God has given us great favor with the Muslim people. And it's been wonderful the way that they've opened up their homes to us and we've opened up our homes to them. And in this relationship that God has allowed us to build with these Muslim people, we've been able to share wonderful testimonies about what God does in our lives. And just before, the week before we left, in one class that I had with two Moroccan ladies, we began to talk about the month of fasting, which is Ramadan. That's a month when they don't eat from sunrise to sunset. And they said, and I kind of provoked the discussion because they like to talk about their religion. And we began to talk, and they said, you guys don't fast, do you? And I said, oh, yes, we fast. And I began to tell them about Christian fast, and I began to tell them testimonies that God has done in my life when I fasted. And that day, I had taken down some Bibles and some materials, and I said, there's some Bibles here and materials on the table as we finish this class. If you want to take some, you can. Well, one of them said, well, we already have one of those. My husband has one of those. And, you know, God just, the last day, the day before we came, an Iraqi family came to our house. They brought us our dinner. They set the table. They washed the dishes. And we've been able to really share the gospel with them. So God's given us the opportunity to share with the Syrians and Lebanese and Jordanians, Egyptians. And, you know, it's God has us here for such a time as this. And we have to remember that all of these Arab people are not these terrorists. Some of them are people who are hungry for God, and some of them are people who have come from Christian backgrounds, and they're looking for a Christian friend, and we can be that here with them. I thank God that he's allowed us to work with them and also with the Spanish people. 80% of the towns in Spain have no evangelical presence. And the Catholic Church, the people are very disillusioned with the Catholic Church because they relate the Catholic Church to politics and they hate the politics. So they feel like it's just corruption. So when somebody else comes in, they think, well, the Catholic Church is bad enough. I don't want somebody else, something else. But what we're doing, we're sharing with them about relationship with Jesus. And God's opening the doors there. And we're working in Granada, where there are a few struggling churches, evangelical churches. But we're also working in one of those towns that has no evangelical church. And we thank you for being a part of it. Together, we can fulfill what God has put on our hearts.
Let me just say that we would love to share more with you. And for us to do that, you're going to have to invite us to your church. We want you to invite us to your church. We need for you to invite us to your church. And we have other histories, other stories, real life, actual stories of privileges and opportunities that God has given us to witness, to share Christ with our friends. May God bless you.
Would y'all go stand down here in front for just a moment? Yeah, all of you.
I apologize. I'm over time. It's all their fault. They took too long. We're going to take up our global outreach offering now. Pastors and church leaders, I want you to know that throughout the remainder of this year, I want you to continue to receive your global outreach offering funds and then forward them to the conference with your monthly reports. If you'll do so, pray with us that we will reach $100,000. Last year, I had a good feeling that we were going to do it and we fell a little short. This year, I have an even better feeling, but feelings won't get to the $100,000. Your consistent giving will do so. We have one church that for the last several years has given $20,000. It makes up for a lot of the churches who give zero. I want to ask those of you who are obviously interested in global outreach offering to help make up for the other churches that are not interested in global outreach offering and watch God bless your church and your congregation. Would you stand with me, please, for a moment? Ushers, would you make you're already down here. Now, watch this. Watch this. I want every missionary or every person, if you've ever gone on a missions trip, I want you to quickly come to the front and stand along the front of this auditorium. Watch what happens. Now, this is a relatively small congregation or representation of the entire Heartland Conference, but look at all the people who are coming forward who are either missionaries or they have gone on a missions trip. Give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. This week, an 18-year-old young lady, Abby Brown, she was the valedictorian of our school of ministry. She also received this past week, her local church minister's license. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, she flies out to Cuba on her fourth missions trip, 18 years old. Give God praise. God bless you, Abby. Would you come and bring your global outreach offering and let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in giving. Bring your global outreach offering. Meet the ushers here at the front, please. God bless you. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you so much for being a part of global outreach and world missions. As you're being seated, you can give your offering